السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Remembering the Blessings of Allah. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the most generous, the most noble, the one who has blessed us with innumerable blessings. And I testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ Eat of the good lawful things provided to you by Allah and be mindful of Allah in whom you believe. أيها المؤمنون, O worshippers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us to remember his favors that he has sent upon us. When he says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha an-nas uzkuru ni'matallahi alaykum hal min khaliq ghayrullah yarzukukum minas samai wal ard la ilaha illa hu. O humanity, remember Allah's favors upon you. Is there any creator other than Allah who provides for you from the heavens and the earth? There is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. How can you then be deluded from the truth? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse reminds us of the many favors he has sent upon us. And of these most manifest favors are the favors of having food and having nourishing drinks. The ability to drink water, the ability to eat all manners of food, these are blessings that many of us take for granted. But as in the case of many, sometimes you only realize the weight of a blessing when you lose it. And we don't want to be of those people who only realize the immensity of a blessing when we lose it. We want to be those who remember the blessings and are cognizant of the blessings whilst we partake of them. And this was the way of the prophets. For the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam used to recall these very blessings, the blessing of being able to have food and drink. The Quran says that he said, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ He is the one who created me, and he alone guides me. He is the one who provides me with food and drink. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favors upon him. And amongst these favors, as this verse notes, is the favor of guidance and the favor of having nourishing food and drink. Brothers and sisters, the ability to have proper nutrition and the ability to be guided are from the most manifest of favors and most apparent favors. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that his slaves are cognizant and recognize the degree of his blessings upon them, and that they thank him and praise him accordingly. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَى عَنِ الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَأْكُلُ أَكْلَةَ فَيَحْمَدُهُ عَلَيْهَا أَوْ يَشْرَبَ الشَّرْبَةَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا. Allah, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, indeed Allah is pleased with a person who eats some food and then praises him for it, or who drinks some drink and then praises him for it. And why should we not be of those who praise Allah and who are grateful for the many blessings that we have upon us, when this is the way of the Prophets? And we have been tasked to emulate the way of the Prophets, for the way of the Prophets signifies the way of guidance. And it was the way of the Prophets to hasten to show gratitude for everything that they had. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, describes Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam with the words, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. He was indeed a grateful servant. Similarly, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik faminka wahdaka la sharika lak falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukru ala dhalik. He said, O Allah, whatever blessing I or any of your creation have risen upon is from you alone without partner. So for you is all praise and unto you is all thanks. So for Allah is all praise and all thanks. And he is the one who showered us with his blessings and tasked us to show gratitude. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. And be grateful for Allah's favors, if it is him you truly worship alone. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I will certainly give you more. And so from the gratitude for blessings is that a person obeys Allah and adheres to this obedience, abstaining from all that has been prohibited and not wasting the blessings he has been given, acting in accordance with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. And eat and drink, but do not be wasteful. Surely he does not like the wasteful. And so we shouldn't be from those who are wasteful. For the person who is wasteful is the person who doesn't recognize the blessings that he's been given. Whether that israf, whether that wastefulness is in the case of food and drink, or wastefulness in general. And indeed a person would find it very hard to waste the blessings he has when he's aware of them as being blessings. And he's aware that they've been given to him with an amana, a responsibility, a mas'uliyah, and that he will be taken to account, hisab, with regards to those blessings. And this is why when once some food was placed in front of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, and his companions, he reminded them of its blessings. The food consisted of moist dates, dried dates, and some meat. And so when the companions had eaten and been satisfied by it, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, هَذَا وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ الَّذِي تُسْأَلُونَ عَنْهُ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. This, by the one in whose hand is my soul, this is of the blessings that you will be asked about on the day of resurrection. And so brothers and sisters, our life is a constant blessing, and we will be asked about our blessings. And indeed, we all partake of the blessing of existence, the blessing of being given breaths, the blessing of being given the ability to maximize our human potential in drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are blessed times. These are times when a person can do short deeds or few deeds and they reap great reward. And that's why we should remember this statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he said, "If'alu al-khayra dahrakum wa ta'arradu li nafahati rahmatillah fa inna lillahi nafahat min rahmatihi." He said, "Do good throughout your lives and expose yourself to the gentle breezes of Allah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gentle breezes from his mercy." And these breezes, these nafahat, are these opportunities to draw nearer to him. And we are in the blessed month of Sha'ban. And in this month, the deeds that we do are raised up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why in this month, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast much. It's reported that he said, ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَفْعَلُ النَّاسَ عَنْهُ ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسَ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبٍ وَرَمَضَانَ وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. فَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. He said, there is a month, and this is the month which some people neglect, that comes between Rajab and Ramadan. And it is a month in which deeds are raised to the Lord of all the world. And I prefer and I like that my deeds are raised whilst I am fasting. Brothers and sisters, this is the month we're in. This is Sha'ban. And in this month is the blessed day of the middle of Sha'ban, in which there is a blessed night, in which it is said that Allah chooses whom He wills for His special forgiveness. And those who partake in this special forgiveness are those who themselves are able to forgive others and find in their hearts no rancor and no grudges for their fellow believers. Brothers and sisters, these are opportunities. And indeed, this month is a portent. It's a pointer to the great opportunity awaiting us in the oncoming month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepare us so that we can enter into this month of Ramadan with hearts that are soft, hearts that are loving, hearts that are caring to one another, and that we are open to receiving this month and the blessings that await us in the best of states. We should remember the blessings of Allah upon us and the importance of us preserving them by praising Allah and expressing our gratitude to Him in His bestowing these blessings upon us. Brothers and sisters, may we make the most of these days. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are grateful, and may He make us from those who attain unto Ramadan. I say this and I ask forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, because He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.